Good. Tyler, you guys haven't played in 5 days, I guess, but not a lot of rust in that first period. That's a great start.
Great start. I think we were really excited to play, and I feel like we've had two or three training camps thus far. So you know, we came out hard. We knew they played last night, and I thought it was a pretty good full 60 effort.
Five of your guys' six next games are on the road. How big is it to start off a road trip with?
It's huge. I mean, obviously, it's our first road game and first real road trip, and you know, our biggest focus going in was to have a good start and see if we walk away with a victory. And I thought the boys did a great job tonight.
Chemistry off the ice with Jamie seems to be translating on the ice. Just talk about your guys' line today.
You know, I think we get better every day. We're becoming good friends off the ice, and I think that's only going to translate to good things on the ice. And, you know, through training camp preseason, I feel like every day with practices, we're getting to know one another, and we bring two different games to the table, and we play different positions. And I thought the addition with Peverly tonight worked out well as well.
Did you feel good in the warm-up heading into tonight's game? That, you know, any indications that you might have a big night?
No, I think you head in the warm-up. Oh, thanks. Sorry, Fitz. I think you had in the warm-up the same mentality every night.
It hasn't been that much. Hasn't been that much pressure, but is it nice to get this out of the way? And I mean, it's a huge performance, and I think a lot of people are saying, "What's Sagan going to do with the stars?"
No, I think over the course of my short career, I guess you could say, I've seen all types of pressure, whether it's a regular season or playoffs not producing or Stanley Cup finals. You just got to go in the same way. You got to put enough pressure as it is on yourself, and you want to perform and stay consistent. So I thought it was a great win for us tonight. We'll string some more together here on the road.
When you're part of a big sub-player deal like that, I mean, coming over, would you see it as an opportunity to be a guy that could maybe lead offensively as well?
I think 100%. It's an opportunity. Obviously getting the opportunity to play my own position, which is going to have growing pains, and I have a lot of improvement to make. And coming to a new team with this atmosphere here with the guys, it's a pretty young team. We got a great core of veteran leadership going on, and everyone's excited to see what we can do.
I know it's early on, but how has the transition been from the Eastern Conference to the Western Conference for you personally?
I feel like I've been playing pretty much all Eastern so far, but it's been good. I've seen Winnipeg many times so far in my career, and I think it's going to take time to get used to everything. A lot of teams I haven't played in a year or 2 years now coming up, so I'm looking forward to that.
What's it feel like when the two that did go in? I mean, they only played two games, so it wasn't like you were really itching to get one, but it must have been nice to see two real hard shots go in tonight.
Yeah, it was definitely nice. I think the first goal was kind of a knuckle, it was kind of rolling a bit, and I just put everything I had into it, and then I think our power play's been pretty good in the preseason, and it was nice for us to get things going tonight. So, all in all, we want to stay consistent here and continue this road trip pretty solid.
Thank you. Cool.